You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
The Wire.
The coalition government last week has announced that $300 million will go towards combating homelessness in Auckland. The package involves providing less temporary housing, funding to sustain tenancies, solutions for Māori, and a well-being package for children in emergency housing that involves money for transport and education. Rachel Simpson talked to Ricardo Menendez-March from the Auckland Action Against Poverty about what the plan entails and what the critics might be.
So the $300 million package announced is primarily going to go into building more transitional housing. And transitional housing is a place that people that are waiting for permanent public housing go to. They can stay there for 3 months and then they have to renew it every time. And they face a lot of punitive obligations, such as continuously looking for a private rental or else they'll get threatened to be kicked out. And they don't have a tenancy agreement. So it's a bit of a band-aid solution, but it's at least better than sleeping in a car. And then there is a bit of money being provided to Kaupapa Māori programs, which is good. But of course, what we would like to see is that amount being a lot larger, because we know that Mana Whenua are already doing a lot of the grassroots work, and what they're lacking often is resourcing.
So what is your main critiques? What's your main problems with the plan?
So the main problem is that, you know, we're seeing these PR exercises of small injections of cash. I mean, $300 million sounds maybe like a lot for an ordinary person, but in terms of government budgets, it's not a lot. And what we should be seeing is money going into permanent public housing to house all those 14,000 families on the waiting list in the next, you know, 2 to 3 years, ideally, because these are families that have kids that are growing up in unhealthy, unsafe situations. And then there's also the element of the announcement that includes people being charged 25% of their income on motels and emergency housing.
But how can they pay the 25% if they're homeless?
Well, that's right.
And, that's the issue, and so, I guess.
That's right. And so the government is conflating, quite frankly, what the difference between emergency housing and permanent public housing. When you go into emergency housing, it's a seven-day arrangement with a motel or a provider. You don't have a tenancy agreement. You don't have any rights as tenants, compared to when you go into public housing, where you actually have a tenancy agreement, and that means it's your place and you get charged income-related rent. And so the problem is that by introducing a 25% weekly income charge for these motels, what you're doing is you're creating further hardship, because these beneficiaries and low-income homeless families are not going to need a food grant from work and income to cover basic expenses. In a place where they, again, have no rights, often it's unsuitable and unsafe, and it's almost like we're punishing our homeless whānau and telling them that, like, they're the cause of the housing crisis, when really it's being successive governments that have not built enough public housing. So this is a step in the wrong direction, and I'm very surprised about this move by the government.
Do you think it's more positive than what's been done in recent years? So it's sort of well-meaning, or is it ultimately just temporary solutions?
Yeah, I mean, I think the problem is that compared to the previous government, of course this government is doing more on housing, but that's a very, very low bar. I mean, the previous government was selling state homes and didn't even acknowledge there was a housing crisis. And I think the situation is so bad that we should not be settling for a government that is just doing a little bit and a little bit too late, right? I think in order to end homelessness, we should be demanding the government to build enough public housing to treat our homeless communities with dignity. And I don't think that's a radical thing to ask. I think this is about recognizing that housing, at the end of the day, is a human right, and we should treat it as such.
What would be a better way to use the $300 million? I mean, to me, that's a lot of money. Yeah, was there a way to use that money for better, or is it different than just money injections?
The problem is not so much the injection of cash. I mean, in theory, you know, we should be having literally billions of dollars more going into public housing. We just had an infrastructure announcement a few days ago where $5 billion are going into building roads. And so when we know the government has the resources to ramp up the building of state housing, that could be doubling or even tripling the build. Treasury has said that this is, you know, that there are resources available to do this. And so what is really lacking is political will. It's not that the $300 million is a bad thing in itself. It's just that it's not enough. And it's kind of concerning from a frontline perspective to see the government doing this massive PR exercise, you know, putting all these resources into getting media to, you know, to show them all the stuff they're doing around the housing crisis, when really this does not go far enough and the government is not committing on building enough public housing. And that's kind of the bit that for those of us working with homeless communities, it's quite frustrating, because we know that at the end of the day, unless we see those solutions, they're just managing homelessness. They're not actually ending homelessness.
Yeah. Any extra comments? Any more comments?
Yes, yeah, so I think what we have an opportunity this budget is to see the government funneling resources into ramping up the build of public housing. And if they don't do that, I think it is going to be an indictment of this government not taking the housing crisis seriously enough. And so I'll be keeping my eye on budget announcements, and I think that will be the opportunity for this government to prove that they're committed to ending the housing crisis.
Ricardo Menendez-March from Auckland Action Against Poverty talking to Rachel Simpson about the government's homeless housing package. Menendez-March has also been selected as the Green Party's candidate at the Maungakiki electorate in this year's election.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.